This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, I'm having a crack today at some of the celebrities around, and that's used very, very loosely in the world of celebrities. I'm having a crack at Liam and Miley, okay, about their breakup. Jimmy Bartel, who's an AFL player, and his ex-wife now, they're breaking up. Nadia.
Hang on, I understand you're talking about an AFL great. Yeah. But how do you know about Miley and Liam? This is awesome, okay.
No, just the breakup itself. And even Jared Hayne can be chucked in. No, he hasn't broken up. But I'm talking about, in general, when you follow these people, right? You follow these so-called celebrities. Mm. Right? You follow them. You jump on the journey with them.
Right.
Many of us invest a lot of time.
Do we?
A lot of emotion over the years. And if it's through social media, you follow them, and every day you're following their journey. If it's the intimate moments between the two that get you excited, you think, oh, how good are those
that
two?
That gets you excited.
And then the Christmas celebrations they share together, or if they get a new pet, you're invested into their time and into their world.
Yes, well, I know how invested you are into Miley and Liam. What was that movie they met on? What was that?
Followed them on date nights.
What was that movie they met on?
Know.
What was it called?
What was it?
What was that movie?
Titanic. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, that one. And that's right, it was too. What's that song but you their love wedding, of Miley's? You know, you love. You follow her so much.
You come in like a wrecking ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
But their wedding, like they post it for weeks and weeks before, weeks and weeks after. You're invested, emotionally invested to these people. Not only, like, I'm not wholly 100% into Miley and Liam, but a lot of people are.
Yes.
This is on behalf of the people out there. But Jimmy Barton, all these kind of people who suddenly get caught, they break up or they get caught doing the wrong thing. After we've invested all this time and all this emotion into them, they suddenly want us to respect their privacy.
Oh, okay. Yes.
They want us to respect their privacy. Hang on. They've been through social media, absolutely put everything on there every day, gone down into every newspaper, gone down into every magazine, the cover of everything you can get your hands on, and then suddenly, because of a breakup or they've found themselves in the wrong situation, they want to sit there and go, oh, excuse me, I'll send out a press release.
Yes.
Please, we want to respect the privacy.
Hashtag go away.
Go away. And they're these absolute crap. They suck us in. They treat us like crap. Oh. They don't care about us.
Oh, it's a breakup for you.
They do not care about us. Mm. And again, just disappointed by our loosely called celebrities. Just another example of the fake world of social media.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
That's fantastic.